Welcome back to this latest DBM podcast special, this time focused on one of longest-standing projects in the DBM stable, Super One. We became active with this powerful ecosystem back in 2019 and have been supporting the project whilst also accumulating Super ever since.
That's right, John, and a great decision it has been to be a part of a project that has built a powerful bridge between massive global fan bases in sports, entertainment, and music, and fundamental Web 3.0 blockchain mechanics.
Yes. DBM saw the ability for everyday people to own equity in blockchain-based companies and create incomes via everyday activities, such as gaming, very early. Super One has put out a flurry of fresh ecosystem updates lately, specifically hitting some new strategic milestones in mid-July 2026. If you've been following their ecosystem documentation, their pitch deck over on Gitbook, and the DBM Academy workshops, you will know they have squarely placed themselves as a dominant player in the Web3 intersection of gaming, entertainment, and sports.
Right, and the big play is in changing how everyday people interact with the things they love, whether that's a professional sports club, a pop icon, or a massive movie franchise. Historically, being a fan is a financial drain, right? You buy the merch, you stream the music, you play the casual mobile games, and the value flows exclusively to the top. Super One has flipped that script into a play and earn or engage to own setup.
Exactly. Let's break down the core engine before we talk about the latest updates. At its heart, Super One utilizes a trivia-style gaming wrapper. It's an activity that billions of people do casually on their phones, casually in everyday life. The Web3 twist here is transforming that casual, even escapism behavior into asset and income generation for the user. By participating in gaming and supporting a specific entertainer or sports team, players aren't just racking up arbitrary, centralized leaderboard points. They're building equity and income in real time.
Right, and that brings us to the asset side of things. It centers around the Super token. According to their white paper and pitch materials, the Super asset isn't just an in-game premium currency. It represents a stake in the value creation of the network. When you perform regular day-to-day actions inside the app, you're essentially helping to build the network's overall value. And in return, you secure true ownership of that utility.
Right. And that brings us to the tokenomics, which is the foundational pillar of the project. If you look at the structure outlined in the Super One documentation, available via your dashboard, the tokenomics are built to handle global scale. They're solving the classic Web3 dilemma. How do you prevent token dumping while keeping rewards compelling enough for casual users?
And how have they done it?
They rely heavily on a dual layer of value. You have the consumer-facing gaming rewards, the instantaneous feedback loop where players get paid to play and demonstrate their fan knowledge, and then you have the back-end scarcity mechanics built into the Super token itself. The token functions as the core transactional vehicle, the staking mechanism, and the unit of account for the marketplace. The tokenomics model implies that as the pool of fan bases expands, the velocity of the token increases, which is designed to benefit the early ecosystem participants who have accumulated the asset through active participation over the past 5 years.
It's that shift from passive consumer to active stakeholder. It gives everyday people the ability to say, hey, if I'm spending 2 hours a week enjoying my football knowledge or pop culture trivia, I should own a slice of the platform facilitating it and get paid for my attention.
Brilliant. Once the average person in society understands this, the model will go viral. And that brings us directly to their latest mid-July 2026 video briefings and partner materials from DBM Academy. The biggest takeaway from the recent presentations is execution velocity and positioning. They are ramping up the user onboarding funnels, making it a frictionless transition from Web2 logins to Web3 backend architecture. They know that if a sports fan has to figure out seed phrases and gas fees just to play a trivia game about their favorite team, the product fails. The updates show a hyper-focus on abstracting away the blockchain layers until the user actually wants to claim or interact with their super assets.
Which is vital. We've seen so many GameFi projects collapse because they cater only to crypto natives. Super One is targeting the regular person who just loves real-world entertainment and who, eventually, will get the need to own fixed issuance assets built on unlimited demand. Let's get average Joe playing first.
Exactly. Super One are developing on the idea that the world's largest, most passionate economies are emotional ones, fandoms. By tying the Super Token to those existing, in real life, multi-billion dollar passion economies, they don't have to invent a new subculture, they just have to supercharge an existing one.
It's definitely a Web 3.0 business to keep tabs on as the global rollout of the gameplay launches in 2026.
Okay, so we've got the income engine, we've got the fan economy, and we can see how the equity of the Super Token builds. Now, let's address the elephant in the room that every crypto analyst looks at, the market dynamics and token unlocks for early owners. When the TikTok generation takes notice and regular users swarm into the game, you get a massive spike in initial engagement. But what happens when the creator generation gains access to their accrued super and vesting unlocks?
Right, you're talking about the supply shock equation and how it's managed when so many impatient retail-level creators look for a partial exit. As we have known for years, the accrued super for the creator generation is subject to a strict post-cliff linear structure, meaning it vests in equal quantities over a 180-day period once the cliff ends.
Exactly. A 180-day linear unlock is actually pretty standard for managing sell pressure. But what price level can the market realistically expect super to uphold when that tap gets turned on? It all comes down to the balance between the in-real-life revenues the game creates every day, established organic sync mechanisms, and unlocked velocity. If the token is just a speculative reward, the 180-day vesting period just acts as a slow bleed, dragging the price down. But Super One's ecosystem is designed around utility sinks. As the TikTok and casual gaming crowds flood in, they create powerful revenues and immediate demand for in-game assets, voting rights on fan choices, and exclusive creator perks.
So the idea is that the incoming consumer demand absorbs the daily linear emission from the creators.
Precisely. In terms of an exact price level, predicting a hard number in Web3 is always a fool's errand because it's tied to broader market liquidity. What institutional analysts look for isn't an arbitrary dollar target, it's a price floor stabilized by ecosystem GDP. If the volume of microtransactions from fans buying into trivia packs and supporting their clubs exceeds the daily 180th slice of creator unlocks hitting the market, the token upholds a strong baseline. The real test for Super will be month 3 of that 180-day vesting window. That's when user retention data will prove whether the fan demand is sticky enough to maintain a premium price level.
Of course, the level the DBM community operates at means we are well aware of this dynamic, and hence are already planning our ongoing staking, fan positions, and steady exits as vesting opens. As ever, we encourage long-term and new Super One creators to know your numbers. You will find useful resources in the DBM toolkit via the DBM forum. And of course, weekly conversations around professional digital business strategy in the DBM workspaces. See you there and see you next time.